Tēnā koe, Mr. Speaker. Today marks another occasion in the life of this 49th Parliament when we stand shoulder to shoulder to share the collective grief at the loss of life on such an immense scale. The massacre on the island in Oslo unfolded on the 22nd of July, exactly 5 months to the day since the Canterbury earthquake robbed our nation of so many lives. And so we feel that sense of tragic futility that comes in the wake of a disaster of such a scale. But we have another special connection to the events that played out in Norway, which come through our relationship to Sheridan Megan Ngahiwi Swebak Bon, a young woman described as beautiful, caring and vigorous, a young woman mourned by her grandfather Rex Matthews of Kahungunu living in Porirua, a mokopuna also sadly missed by the people of Tūhoe. Sheridan, known as Sissy, was, from all accounts, thriving in the activities of the youth camp on Utoya Island. She had turned 14, just 5 days before being shot down at the camp by Anders Breivik, he who stands accused of killing 77 people in the bombing and shooting rampage. A young woman robbed of experiencing the fullness of life, someone described as a courageous young lady who took every challenge with ease, a child who had been nurtured by her family to care for others, to be a proud tuakana to her sisters, and to make an energetic and compassionate contribution to our society. Our sympathies are extended to her parents, her two younger sisters, and the wider whānau, whether they're here at home or in Norway. Rest in peace, Sissy, and all those who lost their lives that fateful day. I have no desire to give further airtime to the vile racism and murderous intent executed on this horrific day. The global condemnation of this massacre has an unfortunate consequence of drawing attention to the ideology the gunmen sought to promote. I want to instead focus on the message that Prime Minister of Norway expressed, and that was a message of restraint. Jens Stoltenberg called on political leaders to show restraint as they react to the savage violence meted out on the 77 victims of the bombing and the youth camp attack. His words are very insightful, and I quote, he told Parliament that on the 22nd attacks gave reason to contemplate, and now I quote, whether we could have expressed ourselves differently, that goes for politicians, for editors, in the canteen and on the net. The judiciary and even the court of public opinion will make their respective judgments about the actions of the confessed killer and the appropriate sentence he should receive. What we have a responsibility to do is to focus on the families bereft of loved ones, the community feeling as if their sense of peace and stability has been irreversibly threatened, the global nation as we respond to the profound grief and sorrow experienced in Norway just 10 days ago. The Māori Party joins with others in this House to express our utmost sympathy to the families associated with this dreadful day in the history of Norway. We acknowledge, too, the particular loss for the Labour Party, who connect to their colleagues across the globe. We resolve to continue to promote the values that we have inherited that are found in tikanga and kaupapa Māori as a means of supporting us all finding a pathway forward during times of duress. These kaupapa remind us to place value on unity through diversity. Nā reira, Sissy, koutou ngā mate o tērā parikura, taino ki ngā mate o tēnei wā, whetū tirikātine, ngā wāhine rangatira i mate mai i tēnei wiki, haere koutou i te mōhio, ka aroha tia tonu tia, e mātou nei ngā morehu. Haere atu rā, haere.